this week's sermon from C3 Church Narara. We hope you enjoy this message. For more information or to contact us, visit c3church.narara.net.
You may be seated. Wow. I was so blessed while we were here. And I just want to thank you very much, Pastor Chris and Pastor Ruth. You have wonderful, lovely, fantastic pastor. To you, right? You agree with me?
Yes.
Oh, man. So, I personally blessed by the life, and I talked to Pastor Chris. Your family is really good. Be a model to this church. Your son, your daughter, and your granddaughter, grandkids, grandson. And you have great family. It really blessed us. Especially me and my wife. So, and also this church. This church is like a family atmosphere, right? So, we can see everyone. It's freely talk to each other. And, yeah, like the Bible said that, how come the world would know that we are our disciple? When we love each other, right? So, thank you very much, Pastor Chris and Pastor Ruth, for bringing us here. This, we learn a lot. And thank you for welcome us like your own family. So we were so blessed. And then thank you for everyone. Like teams, let me borrow your motorbike yesterday. I tell you that this is one of great experience in my life. Because in Bali, we only drive scooter. And you know, scooter is only 110 cc's. And here, yesterday I tried like 650, right? Possibly, 650. And it's heavy for me. But I love it because it's a great experience. One of the best in my life. Oh, and wow. Because I can drive motorbike, especially in another country. It's not in Bali. So my wife, she's scary because she... that's why he doesn't want to drive with me. He choose Pastor Chris. Well, thank you so much. Thank you also for Byron and Sarah who drove us to Kilcare and prepare very delicious lamb chops for us. Wow, in Bali, it's really expensive, you know. And thank you so much for that. And thank you for every one of you that's welcomed us very well in here. So we'll really like not strangers in here. So, thank you very much. Thank you, Pastor Chris and Pastor, once again. So, I want to show you some picture with... This is one of the best... not one of the best, but the best favorite place for Pastor Chris. You know what this place is? That's right. Gusto Gelato. Woo! Gusto Gelato in Bali. Yeah, so it's favorite place of Pastor Chris. And then my family, next picture. And my two sons are 25 years old and 19 years old. So my first one son, he works in a gas and oil company as a math engineer. And the second one, he studied in another province as a cyber security. So now only two of us. Every day honeymoon. Honeymoon every day. I mean. Next picture. So this is our leaders in the church. Our leadership. When I say leaders, it means that they have people under them. So they lead cell group and house churches. And next picture. This is our network. The churches that we planted. We send our disciples, we planted all over Indonesia. So now we have 14. 14 in, start from west to east. So Sumatra and Java and Kalimantan. Because Indonesia is so big. We have 300 million people and 17,000 islands. So big. So it's still many opportunity for us to reaching people in Indonesia. So Indonesia is well known as the biggest Muslim country in the world. 85 or 88% are Muslim, and in Bali, majority is Hindus. So that's our network, our disciples. We send them to plant the church, and we cannot visit them, some of them, because too far and expensive. And the cost of airfare to go to Singapore or Malaysia is cheaper than to go to east side or west side of Indonesia. So yeah, so we just visit some of them, but we have Zoom meeting every month with them. And also the next picture is our a church in every home. This is our vision. So we train our leaders, the disciple, to become leader of leaders. So they can start the house church in their home or their place or their room or something like that in the office. So we just started a house church last year in Bali Safari and Marik Park, because one of our leaders, she works there. So we challenged her to start a house church. So when she talked to the manager, because mostly they work on Sunday, some of the Christian workers, Christian employees. So we challenge our leaders to talk to your manager, because these guys, they don't go to the church every month, Sunday. So why we bring church to the company? So finally the manager agreed. So he prepared all the equipment, the music equipment. So we just came in and we just started church. So it's really a blessing for us, you know. And next picture, this is our house churches in Bali. We have 7. Because in Bali, we have two districts, Denpasar and Badung. So we have 7 house churches. And next picture, this is our life groups. And next, and make every, this is our strategy, make every disciple become leader of leaders. So we always have our statement that I am a leader of leaders. Not just to lead followers, but to lead, to train and make every disciple, every believer become leaders. Not just leaders, but leader of leaders. And we thank God that 85% of our members are young people. That one of our strength, our heart, to reach young people, because we believe that young people is the hope for the nation. They have full strength, full energy. So you see in our church, we have morning prayer, 5 o'clock every morning. And then some of them work 8 to 5. And then 5 to 9, they study at night. And then we have live groups until 11 p.m. So in Bali, our sleep time is a little bit midnight. Because that's our... Because young people, they have energy, you know. So we maximize their time, yeah, their energy. And next picture. All right, let's go to the message. I bring a stone, a little stone, yeah, in my hand. Yeah. So... Can something small like this really change everything, anything? What do you think? Let's imagine I throw this little stone into the still lake. What will happen? That's right, ripple. So, church, I believe that what can be done? One person can change the world. One person can bring impact to generation. Sometimes we underestimate one person. Oh, I am just one person. What can I do? What can I bring impact to my world? I mean, my world is family, your works, or your marketplace, in the marketplace that you join, or something like that. So, today we will see a story in the Bible that tell us that one person, even his life is messy. His life is not good like us. But this one person can change the world. So in Bible, you will see that Bible is filled with many examples of individuals or one person can change the world. Like one Noah, save humanity through his obedience. One person, Abraham, he freed a nation. One Moses, he delivered people. One Esther can save a nation. One David can defeat a giant. And one Paul wrote half of the New Testament. One person. So, don't underestimate about yourself, about the person. One person. So let's read in Mark chapter 4, verse 35 until 5 to 20. But we just read 35 to 41 verse. So can we read together, right? All right. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3. The day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let's go to the other side, leaving the crowd behind. They took him along, just as he was in the boat. They were also took him along. And the waves broke over the boat. So Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciple woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" We got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the wave, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves." So, in this story, we will meet one person in chapter 5, verse 1, when Jesus landed, arrived in another side, he met one person. So this person has no name, nameless, naked, violent, possessed, forgetting. But Jesus risked his life and his reputation and his safety just to reach one person. So I want to say with you three things. First, the storm to reach one. Jesus told to his disciples in verse 35, let's go to the other side. You see, Jesus initiated the journey. The journey is not random. Jesus told to his disciples, let's go to the other side. The other side refers to Gentile territory. A place that Jews usually afford to going to. But Jesus asked his disciples, let's go to the other side. In Jesus' mind, he knew that the storm will come. But he continued his journey. He didn't stop. Yeah. Jesus crossed a deadly storm, entered a Gentile territory, and faced demonic opposition, all just to rescue and save one broken man. Because for Jesus, one soul is worth everything. Can we say it together? One soul is worth everything. When you read Mark 8, verse 36, it says that, and what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? For Jesus, one soul is much more valuable than having the whole world. That's why Jesus risked his life just to save one person. And, you know, Jesus not just faced the storm, but in Mark 4, 36, he said, now when they had left the multitude, yeah, and you can see also in Mark 4, verse 1, leaving the crowd behind. So Jesus, he's in a revival with multitude, with crowds, with many people. But he told the disciple, let's go to the side. He left the crowds. He left the multitude just to face deadly storm to save only one person. Sometimes in our life, we love to around with many people, right? Also in ministry. When I was young, when I was in Bible school, sometimes when I have a chance to preach in a big church, oh, I pray a lot. It's a big church. But when I get when I had opportunity to teach in Bible in Sunday school, because in my thinking, oh, just Sunday school, just teach what I have already, because they're only children. So no pray, no need to fast. Sometimes like that. But you see, Jesus left the crowd, left the multitude, not to preach in the crowds, not to teach in the seminar, but he left the crowd just to win one person. And I believe church ministry is not just in the pulpit. I'm not saying that pulpit ministry is not important. Yes, it is. But Jesus' heart is people. We need to go out from our comfort place, comfort zone, to see people around us. Many people, they are starving. They are in need. So we need to get out from our place, from our room, just to pray for them, just to bless them randomly, or just to do goodness to them, to show them that we are different. We are followers of Christ. We are disciples of Jesus. So we need to live differently from the world. In verse 37, it said that, and a great windstorm arose. This was no ordinary storm, because enemies knows the power of one life change. That's why Satan, he tried to send Jesus back by sending a great storm. Satan tried to make Jesus stop to win this one person. Oh, go back, go back. Sometimes in life, just because of the rain, sometimes we choose not to come to prayer meeting. There's none in here, only in Bali. Satan, enemies, he always try to make us to not continue to win person for Jesus. That's why sometimes he make us become lazy. Sometimes Satan make us spend more time in Netflix. Yeah. You see, Matthew 28, verse 20, just simple. It said that, go. Right? If you don't go, you don't meet people. Amen. You have to go. And you can meet people. So simple. But sometimes we busy with ourselves. Busy with our own things. So we don't care about people. We're busy with our job to make money and everything. So we don't care about people around us. And I want to tell you this morning, you are the answer of someone's prayer. Maybe one of your workmates, he are praying so hard so God can send someone to help him get out from his problem. Maybe he tried to suicide. Maybe he has problem in his family. He tried to divorce. And he pray, Lord, help me to get out from this problem. And Lord send you to sit beside him as a workmate. But sometimes we're busy with our work, so we didn't care. But, you know, you are the answer of someone's prayer. So we need to open our eyes and caring, not just busy with ourselves. We not let everything stop us to win someone for Jesus. I believe that to reach only one person is not easy, like Jesus. The journey to reach just one life may cost you time, comfort, or effort. But I want to tell you, it always worth it. So my question to you today, are you willing to leave your comfort and fight just for one person? I believe Jesus didn't went through so much pain in the cross, on the cross, just to make us a normal Christian. Just to have seat in the church. He went so much pain and suffering so that you and I can become extraordinary believers that will change the world. So I will give you one of the testimonies. So we need, don't try to give up when you win someone to Jesus. Amen? Never give up. Like Jesus. When the storm came, he didn't stop. He continued the journey. Because he knew when life, when change, can change many people. So, next slide, I want to show you one of our house church. You see, some of them still Muslim. Yeah. So, my disciple, his name is Deki. In the church, he also a keyboard player. But however, in his journey to follow and serve God, he made two major mistakes that led him to prison. My wife and I went back and forth to the police station to help him with this case. Twice he had go to the jail. First, 7 months, and the second, 1 year, because of stealing case. But however, we didn't give up on him. We remained patient to serve and disciple him. Long story short, he started dating with Komang. Komang is a native Balinese. He used to be a Hindu before, and he converted to Muslim. My wife and I helped them both. They experienced personal transformation, found a new vision, got married, and served God together. So long story short, December 2023, they decided to start their house church. So Komang got gives he or her a gift, massage. So, common connected to people who were sick. As he massaged them, he offered, "Can I pray to you in Jesus' name?" And sometimes when someone is very sick, no choice. They just say, "Yes, pray for me. I just want to heal." So he offered, and then they said, "Yes, pray for me." And he prayed for them. She prayed for them. And many of them got healing. And praise God, now they are still faithfully attending the house church, even though they are from another religion. So you see, they still use the Muslim uniform, hijab, yeah. So until today, every Sunday afternoon, about 20 people or more attend Komang Ndeki house church. So some of them still have their own religion, but in their heart, they believe in Jesus. So, please never give up to win someone for Jesus. Amen? Even the life is so messy, but we never stop to win them. 41 years ago, there are two girls, a mission school, were sent to plant a new church in Lombok Island. This mission school practiced exactly like what Jesus did to his disciples when he sent out 70 disciples 2 by 2. They were forbidden to bring anything with them. So these two students from the mission school sent out by faith without any money and never come back until you started a church. It's crazy, right? But, you know, These two girls, two students, long story short, and they look for information about Hercules, the army flag. At the time, is free in Indonesia because flag is not like today. So they try to look for the information about Hercules plane flight to Lombok. And then they register far, because the quota is very limited at the time. So after the register, they got shortly to depart. Then they went to airport to prepare to go to Lombok. But suddenly, for some reason, the plane was delayed and not told for sure when it could depart again. Long story short, so they were not allowed to return to the campus, like I told you before, yeah, until you plant a church. Then you can come back to the campus. So they sit in the at the airport, like confused, where have to go? And one of the employee of the office, what do you call it? Airport official, approach them and ask, "Can I help you?" So they told the story, and this man offered them, "Oh, you can stay with me. Stay with us in my house." So this man brought them to stay with his house. And you know, every morning, every night, these two girls asked this airport officer and his family to join them. Morning and evening. So long story short, this airport officer finally became a believer. He received Jesus. And not stop from that. Whole the family with 7 children gave their life to Jesus. And 2 of them become a pastor. And one of them standing in front of you today. Start from one person. I want to cry. Yeah. My dad, because he's one of the elders in a church before, traditional church. So when he became a believer, every people in our community hate him so much. They throw stone every day in our house because our house roof is from zinc. So it's like, wow, noisy. When we start praying every day, they throw stone every day in our house. But now, my house become a church. So my sister is leading a church in my house right now. So the second, the fight to win one person. In Mark 5, chapter 5, verse 1, so they arrive at the other side of the lake in region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus climbed out the boat, a man possessed by an evil spirit came out from the tombs to meet him. Yeah. You see, this man, when Jesus arrived, Jesus immediately met one person. Yeah, a man with unclean spirit. He lived among the tombs. You know the story, right? Isolated, naked, violent, crying out, cutting himself, harming, bound by chains. No one could tame him. And his society had given up on him. And also his family abandoned of him. This man was not only unwanted, but also everyone had given up and could not take it anymore. The villagers and his family had tried to tie him, but no one could. Not even with chains. Everyone left him alone, including his family. He was forgotten. He was left alone. There was no more hope for him. Everyone stayed away and no longer care about him. He was forgotten by people and his family, but not by Jesus. Why Jesus risked his life just to win this person? Because Jesus put a high price of this man. That's why Jesus didn't give up on reaching him. So church, I want to tell you that we need to put a high price on people. It doesn't matter who they are and where they come from. Why are illegal gold miners willing to risk their lives? Because they put a high value on the gold, right? So we need to do the same. Sometimes it's easy for us to give up on people. We try our best already to win them. We try, oh, why are you not so changed? Why are you still the same? Same with our disciples sometimes. We try our best. But how many of you want God's best in your life? In next slide, I'm going to show you how to go again. Yes. If you want to have God's best in your life, first God's will, plus God's way, plus God's time, and you get God's best in your life. Amen? Sometimes we are not patient. We want people change immediately. Sometimes we want our will. Sometimes we want our way. Not God's way, not God's will. But if we want God's best in our life, we have to wait for God's will, God's way, plus God's time, and we get God's best in our life. If we want to fight for one person like Jesus, we need also to see people differently. We must see them with the eyes of Jesus. You know, when Jesus see this person, Jesus didn't see his mess. But Jesus see his mission inside this man. Because sometimes we only see the outside. We want to see people. We must see people like how Jesus see them. Jesus didn't focus on his mess, but Jesus focused on his mission. While others see this man as a troublemaker, someone to be avoided, but Jesus sees him as a nation changer, a world changer. Jesus saw him beyond his mess. Jesus saw this man's potential and not just his problem. One of the story in our church. Next slide, please. A man called David. David is from Sumba Island. Sumba Island, one hour flight from Bali. And the majority of Sumbanese are people still involved with idolatry. And David, he didn't finish his elementary school because his father left his mother when he was young. So he cannot read and write. So in age of 15, he decided to migrate to Bali with his friend. So he worked as a constructor worker or unskilled worker. So one day, one of my disciples asked me to share the word of God to these construction workers. So I went there and I met this man. His name is David, 16 years old at the time when I met him. He cannot read and write. So sometimes, why I spend a lot of time for this person? But when I see him, Jesus told me, you have to see him as I see him. So finally, I asked David to join our encounter retreat. And then in encounter retreat, God restored him, gave him new vision. Now, he has two house churches. And some of his members, they are students in university. Even he don't finish his school. So we need to see people differently, like what Jesus sees there. Someone said like this, the person you are afraid to talk to might be the person God has chosen to change the world. The third, the last one. One transformed man can change 10 cities. You see in verse 14 until 20. It says that when this man want to follow Jesus, in verse 19, Jesus didn't let him but said, go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. So the man went away and began to tell in Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed. When you see in a Bible dictionary and you try to find Decapolis, Decapolis come from two words, Deca and Polis. So Deca, it means 10. Polis, it means 10. It means cities. So Decapolis, it means 10 cities. This broken man, abandoned by people, living in tombs, left by everyone, after he encountered Jesus, because Jesus risked his life to pursue this man changed, and from this one person, 10 cities heard about Jesus. We don't know sometimes. Our job is just to win them for Jesus. When you see in the Bible, from one Zacchaeus, his whole family received Jesus, right? Only for one. And in John chapter 4, one Samaritan woman, when she encountered Jesus, how many people received Jesus? The whole city. From one Zacchaeus, one family. From one Samaritan woman, one city. And it says that in the John chapter 4, Jesus has to stay 3 days because of this woman. He win many people. He told to many people about her experience. And this man, I love this story. One demon-possessed man, after his life was changed, 10 cities heard about Jesus. So don't underestimate one person. Because one person, when they encounter Jesus, they can change the world. This man who once lived among the tombs screamed night and day and broke chains is now sitting calm, no longer restless. This is the proof of how God's power to change people's lives. And he still do it today. This man, from one who was bound to one who was set free. From one who wanted to destroy himself and others to one who wanted to reach out the others. From one man who lived in the cemetery to a man who broke movement to Decapolis. A missionary is being set free from this man who has been trapped inside him for all this time. This person moves from the grave to Decapolis. The grave is a place of the dead. And this is Satan's goal for us. Satan always wants us to die, even when we are alive. Satan wants our hope, our faith, our marriage, our relationship, our potential to die. But Decapolis, I mean, become a new creation, missionary. It's God's goal for us. God wants us to each. God wants each of us to expand his kingdom. Amen? So, last story I want to share with you. The next slide. This lady's name is Eunike. So, she had a kish, a tumor, that had been getting worse for a long time. So her family had taken her to doctors and witch doctors. But there was no cure. When she was invited to attend our church, she was in great pain at the time. So my wife then asked her to stay with us. So when my wife bring her to stay with us, in my mind I said, oh, again. Because it's more than 10 girls stay with us already. And they graduate from, I call it graduate from our house. Because they come with broken and they graduate with girls that found new vision and better person, changed by God, restored by God. So this lady stay with us and then my wife help him pray for her, and long story short, she was restored. God healed her completely. And she then decided to return to her hometown to reach out to her parents and family. And praise God, her whole family accepted Jesus and gave themselves to be baptized. So then she started a children ministry in her home. Next slide. So, when he started ministering in her house, I challenged her, to me and my wife, we challenged her, okay, we want to do something in your place. Gather young people, so we will come to do encounter retreat. So he gathered young people, 98 of young people. So we rent a place is beside the close to the beach, beautiful place, and we had encounter retreat. So I challenged the members to save money every day. So we give like a mineral bottle. So they put 2,000. 2,000 is 2 cents, Australian dollar, every day. And every week they bring to church. So we save money, we raise money, and we went to Sumba Island. Sumba Island, 1 hour flight from Bali. So we held an encounter with it. 78, and this lady, her mom and dad also joined. So Eunika said to her mom that, "Mom, this is only for young people." But they said, "Oh, we want to follow too." So they joined. They joined the encounter, and they love Shelly, my wife, very much. They hug because first time they meet my wife, and they happy because their daughter are restored already, get healed already. So long story short, after the encounter, so God spoke to me to challenge the attendants to be baptized, water baptized. And I asked them, how many of you want to be baptized? So at the time, because our venue is not far from the beach, so 28 of them raised their hand. So I explained about water baptism at the time, short, and we went to the beach and we baptized them, 28 of them, include Eunika, mom and dad. So we went to her village. We make a children ministry. It's more than 100 children came, and we give like school bags for them with packets, stationery packets. And praise God, now there's a church in her place. One person can change the world. So I challenge you today. Don't underestimate one person. One person, maybe it's you. Sometimes we think that our life is a mess. But in the next flight, this is our encounter. You see, because they come with talisman and everything. So, yeah. This is Kintsugi from Japan, my brother from Japan, he knows maybe. Kintsugi is one of the art in Japan. Usually when glassware are broken, then we will throw away, right? But it's because it's no longer used. But in Japan, there are art name is Kintsugi. It's the art of repairing glassware with gold. Usually they use gold thread or resin to make the crack pattern more visible. And when they resort, the price is so expensive. So no matter your life is, no matter how bad and broken it is, God is able to turn your brokenness into amazing testimony. So I want to tell you this morning, your story is God's story. Your story is matter to God. So please use your story to reach someone. How many of you want to make commitment this month? I want to pray for someone. Lord, help me to pray for someone. How many of you ever watched Hacksaw Ridge movie? Hacksaw Ridge? Hacksaw Ridge? Desmond Doss. You know the movie? Desmond Doss. Yes, that's right. Sorry. It's Desmond Doss, just one of the soldiers. Because he cannot kill people, doesn't want to kill people. He just be a medic. Yeah. So I love one of his prayer. when he saved his friends, soldiers, in a very dangerous situation, he prayed like this: Lord, help me get one more. 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 And he saved many of them, many of his friends. So I challenge you this morning. Can we pray like Desmond Doss prayer? Lord, help me to save one more. Let's stand together. Can you find someone, your neighbor or partner, and you can lay hands to your partner and pray for them? Lord, use my brother, use my sister. So in this month, use him, use her to save one more, to bring one more to Jesus. Can you find someone close to you, your partner or your neighbor, and just bless him, bless her, and pray for them so God can use them to save one more, to get one more, the kingdom of God.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's sermon. For more information or to contact us, visit c3church.narara.net.
There is power in the name, Jesus.